Exposing Christianity, Part 27, The Stolen Year. Our Gentile satanic pagan sunwheel was stolen and is at the center of the Vatican. And there's a picture here. That's on page 170 of Exposing Christianity. With the arrival of Christianity, pagan temples and important religious centers were destroyed and razed to the ground. These structures were built upon powerful ley lines to align with the powers of the earth. Christian churches were then built over the destroyed pagan temples and places of learning. Anything of Gentile origins was cursed and condemned as evil. This step ensured that psychic energy could then be harnessed and directed toward the worship of the Jews and to enforce a plethora of lies. The Eve of Beltane, a.k.a. Walpurgisnacht, the Feast of Valborg, the Feast of Beltane, May Day, an ancient and important Gentile pagan, Gentile is a word meaning pagan, holiday. The feast is in honor of Baal, Beelzebub. Beltane, May Day has been replaced with the Christian version of Easter. Instead of our original gods and customs, a Jewish-invented Nazarene is the focus of slavish worship and psychic energy. May 1st has also been replaced a step further with a major day of celebration for Jewish communism. Easter originated with Ashtaroth and was originally known as Ashtar. This holiday coincides with the vernal equinox of spring, when day and night are of equal length, and was known as Estre. Easter to the Anglo-Saxons. As the goddess of fertility, she was associated with rabbits and eggs. Other names include Easter, Istre, Eos, Eostre, Esther, Estrus. Estrus is when an animal goes into heat, mating season. Oistrus, Oistros, and Ostara. Again, the Lamb of God was stolen from the zodiac sign of Aries the Ram that occurs every spring. All of the above has been stolen and corrupted into focusing upon and worshiping a fictitious Jew, which creates a powerful psychic link. Quote from the Jewish Talmud, Simeon Hatterson, FOL.56-D. When the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves. The pagan summer solstice was stolen and replaced with St. John's Day in honor of St. John the Baptist, another Jewish-invented character stolen from a Hindu alchemical concept for Gentiles to slavishly worship and focus psychic energies upon. Lammas Day, Lugnasada, was replaced with Assumption Day, again, to focus upon the fictitious Jewish Virgin Mary for Gentiles to slavishly honor and focus their psychic energies into reinforcing a lie. Halloween Samhain was replaced with All Saints Day. The Yule season and winter solstice have been replaced with Christmas. This is the ultimate blasphemy. Again, there is total focus upon the Jewish-invented Nazarene and his phony birth, phony Jewish parents, and phony everything else. These lies are drummed into the minds of Gentiles all over the world, creating a massive psychic vortex of energy that insidiously destroys our cultural heritage and memory and promotes our own damnation. The entire Yule season has been infested with a fictitious Nazarene story from Advent to the circumcision of the Jewish Nazarene on the eighth day in the synagogue by a rabbi. Imbolc was replaced with Ash Wednesday, which was stolen from an ancient Hindu rite of applying ashes upon the spot of the third eye in the middle of the forehead. Christian fundamentalists have been working over time to eradicate all traces of the pagan origins of these holidays in order to reinforce and keep the lie of Christianity going strong. As I have stated repeatedly, history has been and is being rewritten. Truth is replaced with lies that promote Jewish supremacy and their agenda of a communist New World Order where they will be God. Rebellion, which has always been associated with Satan, is intensely discouraged. In order to establish this new Jewish world order where all Gentiles will be barcoded and be slaves. In addition, Gentile pagan culture is being relentlessly attacked subliminally in the many movies created through Jewish Hollywood, and by having deluded Gentiles in many cases forced to curse and condemn our own people and praise the Jews. The Jews have had a history of fooling Gentiles into doing their dirty work for them, such as fighting their wars and damning ourselves. A blatant example was the war in Iraq, which was fought for Israel by nearly all Gentiles, as only 4 Jewish soldiers were reported to have died in the war. The robotic songs and prayers exalting the Jews in Israel, corrupted from Far Eastern mantras, are sung and repeatedly recited in the Christian churches, along with the trillions of dollars raked in through tithing and such. Condemn us Gentiles. Gentiles sing and pray for their own damnation. It is stated in the Talmud that Gentiles shit before their God. Satan is God. This past Halloween, I noted in a Halloween store the supply of extremely hideous masks of the devil portraying our creator God, Satan. Halloween is my favorite holiday with dressing up, partying and such, but what has been to our creator God is another matter. It's not only a major insult to our creator God, but a huge slap in the face for all Gentiles. The Easter Bunny, which predates Christianity, has been attacked relentlessly by fundamentalist Christians along with Santa Claus, aka known as Nick, and Nicholas. Santa is an anagram of Satan, and the red, the white, and the black are the colors of the main nadis of the soul. Nick is another name for Satan as well. The Jews use deluded Christians to do their dirty work for them, and they laugh at their stupidity. They themselves know the Nazarene isn't real and was only invented and relentlessly pushed to enslave the Gentiles and create a massive vortex of Gentile psychic energy into bringing their Messiah into reality. Quote from the Jewish Talmud, "When the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves. Because it is false, Christianity is a stepping-off point to Jewish communism where any and all traces of spiritual knowledge are forcibly removed, as was done with the Inquisition. This ensures that all occult knowledge and power is kept in the hands of the Jews to completely enslave and control the masses and establish them as God." And that concludes part 27 from Exposing Christianity, the Stolen Year. Hail Satan!